100 jüdische Teure, eine Poche, neue Kapitel.
I was very excited to be asked to speak on Sukkos, because the worry of every Daushin usually is that people may fall asleep during the drasha. On Sukkos you don't have that worry, because you can't sleep outside the Sukkah. But today it's raining, yeah. The Inyan I want to talk about is the mitzvah of building the Sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit inside the Sukkah, but do we have also a mitzvah to create that Sukkah which we're going to sit inside, to build the Sukkah which we're going to sit inside? What would be the difference whether there's a mitzvah or not? The difference would be if somebody has a ready built Sukkah and he can now go and sit inside and get the mitzvah of sitting inside the Sukkah. Should he just go and sit inside it, or should he dismantle the ready-built sukkah and create one himself, since building the sukkah is a mitzvah? It's very negeh when people go to hotels, or go dismantle the hotel sukkah and places away for Yom Tov. The Pasuk in Torah says, Basukas teishvu shivas yomim. The Pasuk speaks out, there's a mitzvah to sit inside a sukkah. The Pasuk doesn't say, create a sukkah and then sit inside it. All the Pasuk says is, there's a mitzvah to sit inside a sukkah. We don't see a mitzvah in that Pasuk to create a sukkah. So, from this Pasuk, we wouldn't know more than sitting inside the sukkah. There is a Gemara in Makkos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, which speaks out that if you chop the wood for the sukkah, that isn't a mitzvah. Why isn't chopping the wood for the sukkah a mitzvah? Because if you found a ready chopped wood, you could use that as well for the sukkah. So chopping the wood isn't the mitzvah. Rashi explains, the mitzvah is to create the sukkah. To build the sukkah would be a mitzvah. To chop the wood for the sukkah is not a mitzvah, but to build it is a mitzvah. So we've got a clear Rashi which says that to create and build the sukkah is a mitzvah. There's also a she'iltus, which says black and white, that there's a mitzvah to go and create the sukkah. To build the sukkah is a mitzvah. The question arises, if there is such a mitzvah, where's the Makorim Pasuk? We just spoke out, all it says in Pasuk is, sit inside the sukkah. It doesn't speak about building, creating a sukkah. It speaks about sitting inside that sukkah, sitting inside the sukkah. So there is a Gemara as well which speaks out that where if there's a ready-made sukkah, then you're not yotzei your mitzvah. If you find a haystack which is kosher, or if you're going along your way and you find a sukkah which is has all the kashrus of a sukkah, it won't be kosher for the mitzvah. Why not? It says in Pasuk, but chag hasukkah is taisa lecha. Create for yourselves a yomtiv of sukkahs. And the Gemara Daushans, it's not, you don't learn Pasha Pshat, it just means create the Yom Tov. It means, Taisa is also going on the Sukkah itself. Create a Sukkah for the Yom Tov. Chag HaSukkah's Taisa, create the Sukkah for the Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah, we see from this that there's a mitzvah to create the Sukkah itself. So that would be the Makorim Pasuk, that there's a mitzvah to create such a Sukkah. That would be the Makor for Rashi and the Shiltos. The question now is, so you've got two mitzvahs here. You've got the mitzvah to create a sukkah and a mitzvah to sit inside a sukkah. Why do we only make a bracha when we sit inside the sukkah? When we sit inside the sukkah, everyone knows, we say, Baruch atah Hashem, leishei basukkah, to sit inside the sukkah. When it comes to creating the sukkah, then no one makes a bracha. You just create the sukkah and that's it. Why don't you make a bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, and the Kenu Melech Ilom, Laisoi Sukkah. Yushalmi, on the, actually says, you do make such a bracha. Yushalmi writes, clearly, you make a bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, and the Kenu Melech Ilom, Laisoi Sukkah. But we know, we go with the Bavli and Menachos is quite clear that you don't make such a bracha. Why not? If there is a mitzvah, make a bracha on the mitzvah. So the Gemara in Menachos explains that a mitzvah which, since you're not doing the completion of the mitzvah yet, the gemara mitzvah is not yet being done, you're only going to do the gemara when you sit inside the sukkah. You don't make a bracha yet. You wait till you sit inside the sukkah to make the bracha. What's hard to understand here is, we spoke out, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to create a sukkah and a mitzvah to sit inside the sukkah. If it's two separate mitzvahs, a mitzvah you create the sukkah and to sit inside, so you should make a bracha on each one. What does the Gemara mean that you only make a bracha on the completion? We see very, very clearly from this Gemara that's one large mitzvah which encompasses two details. It encompasses the creating and it encompasses also the sitting inside it. So that would now be Taichin the Rashi, which says there's a mitzvah in creating the sukkah. It's just Rashi's just explaining that as part of the mitzvah is to create the sukkah. There's a Gemara which writes that if a goy makes a sukkah, it's also okay. A goy makes a sukkah, it's 100% kosher. You can go sit inside the goy sukkah and make a leishave, make a bracha, you yotze your mitzvah. If there's two parts and it's one large mitzvah, if you don't have one part of the mitzvah, you've lost your mitzvah. So you don't have your part of building the mitzvah because the goy built it for you. So how do you have the mitzvah of sitting inside the sukkah? Because man, the goy built it for you, you've lost the one part of the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah should go away. Now you should be left with nothing. And why is it kosher when a goy built it? We can explain this with a Minchas Chinuch, which writes that it's not either your yotz on the mitzvah or there's your over on the mitzvah. If you, let's say I sit outside the sukkah and I eat outside the sukkah, I'm over on the mitzvah sukkah. I've done an aveira now. I was supposed to sit in the sukkah and I didn't. If I do sit inside the sukkah, I've had a mitzvah, I've eaten inside and I've done what the Torah tells me to do. Mitzvah Chinuch writes there's a stage in between as well. Not just the two obvious stages, there's also a stage of where you don't get the mitzvah, but you don't get that aveira either. By sitting in a sukkah which was created by a goy, you can't get the mitzvah, because the mitzvah, you didn't do that as... The Mechas Chinuch doesn't write this mefurosh on this case, I'm adapting it to a large chiddush. You don't get the mitzvah because the goy created it, so you've lost the building part of the mitzvah, but so you made it, there's no mitzvah anymore because you've lost the part of the mitzvah. But the kashrus of the sukkah is still kosher. So you're not going to get an aveira now. You didn't sit in a sukkah. I sat in a sukkah. It has a shem sukkah. It's a sukkah. But it's not going to have the mitzvah of sukkah. No? So, yeah, you make a leishiv by sukkah. Such a sukkah, it's good enough for a leishiv, we're saying. Because maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis, maybe. I don't know. But it's not, it's the mitzvah which, who says you make a leishiv on a goy sukkah? Who says you make a leishiv on a goy sukkah? What? If you don't make. It says it's kosher. The Gemara says a goy sukkah is kosher. It says you make a mitzvah, a bracha, baruch atah Hashem, leishiv basukkah. Maybe not. Maybe it's kosher that you're not over the avir. So, that's how we can come out and explain that, how it's a mitzvah to create a sukkah, even though a goy sukkah will still be kasha. Grace Shkech for listening.